The reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 20, and it's page 209 in the Pew Bible. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us, so that we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us, so that we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here ends the reading.
Good morning. I didn't think I'd be up here quite so soon. But it's lovely to see you all again this morning. Now, I want to refer back to the reading brought to us this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11, and particularly the first verse. Verse 11 reads, "Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach." Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Hilkiah the priest was standing in the temple, and he looks a little bit bewildered by all that's happening around him. Instead of everything being nice and clean and orderly and presentable, things are in a mess, really. The builders are in, because these have been hard times. Two kings ago, his name was Manasseh. He must be one of the worst kings we've ever had. I mean, he just tore this place apart, really, this temple. And the Ark of the Covenant, which is very, very sacred for us, I mean, it represents really the presence of God with his people. The Ark of the Covenant, beyond the veil there, he took away. And he carved his own image and put this wooden structure in there. Like, it's terrible, the things that he did. No love and no respect for God at all. And his son wasn't much worse than, wasn't much better than him. Amon. But the good news is this, that Manasseh has gone and Amon has gone. And now we have a new king. His name is Josiah. And he's so good. And he loves the Lord. You just got to spend time with him and you know that his heart is in the right place and he really loves God. And he has ordered the temple to be restored. It's a time of restoration. It's a time of revival. It's a time of renewal. And the builders are in, and they are doing their work, and hence the mess. The other exciting bit of news I've got to share with you, Ilkiah would say, is this, is that by the side of the Ark of the Covenant was the Book of the Law. Those chapters from Deuteronomy that represented our agreement with God, where God said to us, I will be your God, you will be my people, but I'm calling upon you to follow me, to obey my commands, to walk in my ways, and to be my people. That book was by the side of the ark, and it's gone missing. Well, it went missing. But the other week, when I was here just trying to get some sort of shape on the place, I found it. I found the Book of the Law. And I've brought it to the scholars, the scribes, and they've read it, and they've brought it to the king, and the king, excited at first when he realized that this was the covenant that God had made with his people and he would never fail them and he would never walk away from them no matter what happens, whilst there was encouragement from that, the other side of the coin was that if you depart from me and if you go your own way, then you're going to suffer the consequences. And it was a time really of, well, it was a sober moment when we realized that where we are as a nation, we are really under the wrath of God. We are really under the judgment of God. And our hearts almost failed us at that point. But anyhow, we read on. And as we read on in this Book of the Law, in this Book of the Covenant, we came across the invitation to come back. The invitation to come back and renew your covenant with the Lord. To own up to your mistakes, to confess your sin, and he will forgive you your sin. If we would just humble ourselves and come back to him, he would forgive us our sin. And he would start anew with us. And then we thought, as we discussed it ourselves, we thought, but look what we've got to do. We've got to clean up this mess. We've got to start again. We've got to introduce true worship again to God. We've got to stand out and prepare to be different to the nations around us. And we just saw so many problems. But it was at that moment that we almost felt the very presence of God. And speaking for myself, personally, Hilkiah might say to us, I almost felt the Father hand of God around my shoulder, saying to me and to us as a people, look, what I'm asking you to do today is not too difficult for you. It's not beyond your reach. I want to encourage you. Now that you've heard the word of God, I want to encourage you to go on in these paths, not to give up. Yes, there are difficulties ahead, but it's not too difficult. It's not beyond your reach. Or you might argue back to me and say, well, I feel as if it's beyond my reach. I feel I'm not able to this task. Ah, but here's the secret. I'll be with you. I will help you. I will provide all that you need. Just look back through the history of Numbers and Deuteronomy. Look back through the Exodus. Look back through Genesis. And you'll see there that I never failed my people once. And as I called them and as they responded, I assured them that they would be more than conquerors because I was their God. And we've been so encouraged by that word. In difficult times and things not as they should be, yet we are encouraged by this text. What I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. Now, the story I've been describing was 700 years before Christ. We are talking way before that, when these words were originally given. Moses was about to die. Moses, who had been their leader all across that desert, and now that they're on the verge of their inheritance, he is dying. God drew near to his people and he said, yes, Moses is leaving. I want to put my arm around you. I want to say to you, the road ahead is not too difficult. It's not beyond your reach. I'm with you. I'll bring you through. Not long after that, Moses did die, and they had crossed the Jordan, and they were facing Jericho. And Joshua is the leader now. And God came to Joshua as he stood and looked at those huge walls of Jericho and trembled when he thought of the battle that was before them. And God put his arm around him and he said, Joshua, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate upon it day and night, and be careful to observe all that is written in it. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I'll show you the way. I'll make the way prosperous, and I'll grant you good success. Joshua, it's not beyond your reach. Jericho isn't beyond your reach. It's not too difficult for you. Come down through the years of time, and Nehemiah is back in Jerusalem after the captivity, and the city is a mess. But what do? They get out this same passage. They get out this same portion of scripture. And Ezra the priest stood up on that wooden pulpit in the rain and told them, it's not beyond us. It's not out of our reach. We can build this city. And it once again can be a testimony among the nations. Paul writing to Rome, read about it in Romans chapter 10, the book of the law. Christian path, it's hard. Difficult sometimes. It's not too difficult, he writes to them. It's not beyond your reach. Why? Because you can muster up some super energy and effort yourselves? No. It's not beyond your reach because look at the one who's with you. Look at the one who will help you and bless you and bring you through. And it's that same message that echoes down through the years of time in Deuteronomy and Joshua and Kings and Chronicles, Nehemiah, Daniel, the prophets, the Lord himself, the apostles. It's not beyond your reach. God is calling us. He's calling us to live for him. He's calling us to attempt great things for him. And it's not beyond your reach because I am with you and I will bless you. And yes, it's difficult. Yes, there are sacrifices. But I'm reminded of the words of John Eliot. He was one of the missionaries who was martyred, five of them, amongst the Auca Indians in South America. And John Eliot wrote this. He is no fool. She is no fool. Who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. We have the Lord with us. And the way ahead is not too difficult. It's not beyond our reach. He will bless us. And into each of our situations. I mean, I shouldn't be here this morning. David Bruce should be here. His father is sick. And his heart is difficult when sickness comes. It's difficult when bereavement comes. It's difficult when we face changes in our lives. It's difficult when we feel sometimes isolated. Job is difficult sometimes. This message is for us this morning. It's not too difficult. It's not beyond your reach. Because I'm there. And I will help you. I'll work it out. I'll bring you through. And I will bless you. And we lovingly, as a fellowship, commit Lindsay again into the Lord's hands. It's difficult. It's difficult for us, but it's very difficult for her. But it's not too difficult. Because when we respond to God's will in our lives, He blesses us. He does us good. I'm going to retire in 2 weeks' time. Most of you know that by now because I'm on about it all the time. It'll be difficult for my wife. I just need to reassure her. It's not going to be too difficult. The Lord will help you.